fun show featuring OMG. It's fun, it's a show, and it's also free. We'll take some calls, make some pranks, it'll be real swell. So keep your preferred streaming client locked till we say farewell. PLA and Cacti Radio, please rep it for life. We got some drunks and Canadians, it's out of sight. It's time to start the show, so I'll shut the fuck up. And here's where I say the fun show, yay. It is really fun, I'm not just saying that.
We're back, and Tombstone is here. Tombstone, say something.
Oh, God. Does it really matter? They probably don't hear me anyway. Shit, piss, motherfucker.
It works. Yay. All right, well, what we were saying before is thank you, everyone, for tuning into the fun show today. And we have Tombstone as the co-host. And it's me, OMG. Mm-hmm. And we also have an in-house guest, in-studio guest, but he's probably going to be quiet.
Anyway, and tonight's show is sponsored by AfterTheTone.org. AfterTheTone.org sponsors the fun show. The fun show sponsors the AfterTheTone.org.
And what exactly is AfterTheTone.org?
Go to AfterTheTone.org and figure it out.
Are you trying to, I don't know.
Every time I say AfterTheTone.org, I get $5. AfterTheTone.org.
Why?
Because AfterTheTone.org is really good.
Is this goatsy or something? Like, I'm going to
Go to AfterTheTone.org and figure it out for yourself.
Right now on the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you are only in the left channel, so
yeah,
shouldn't fix that.
I know. I'm always only in the left channel.
Okay.
That's how it's been forever.
Yeah.
I can get someone to fix that, I think. So it says, After the Tone... looks like just a bunch of recorded calls. What are these calls?
I haven't checked it out, so you have to check it out. AfterTheTone.org. Listeners, check it out.
You haven't? Okay.
If you can't stand the shitty music, go to AfterTheTone.org.
Okay. Well, everyone go to AfterTheTone.org. Looks like what has happened is there is something going on in IRC where people are taking ops away. Oh no, there's some shit going down in the IRC, everyone. So tonight we're going to call... I heard that last night RBCP called something called Lighthouse Hospice. Did you hear the show last night, Tombstone?
Sort of, not really.
Yeah, I didn't hear it either. But apparently, he called it, and I was told to go ahead and call it, so that's what I'm doing. And I have no idea what this is. I don't know what happened, but I'm supposed to ask for Sharonica. Would you like to talk Tombstone, or?
No, not really.
You want me to handle this? Okay. I thought hospices went, like, to your house.
Hospices. Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah. So, am I calling just the office, or are there...
Lighthouse Hospice, this is Jacqueline speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, is Sharonica there?
Sharonica?
Mm-hmm.
No. May I ask who's calling?
Oh, this is Stacy. Actually, I was calling to kind of complain about her.
Oh, did we do something wrong, Stacy?
I think she did something wrong.
Oh, all right. Well, she's not available right now. Can I help you?
Yeah, I I don't want to get her in trouble.
Oh, no. I'm just want to know if it's something I can fix. And if it can't be fixed, I'll leave a message for her to take care of it. Or if you feel like it's something that cannot wait, we'll go ahead and get in touch with the customer service or her, if you prefer.
No, it's okay, thanks. I'm sorry. I kind of felt bad, and I didn't want to get her in trouble. What should I have done, Tombstone?
You should have talked to her about aftertone.org. Maybe that would change your mind a bit.
I don't know. I felt bad. I didn't know what to say because I didn't want to get her in trouble. I was going to start saying she's racist, but then I didn't want her to get in trouble. We're calling someone else now, obviously. Oh no, he's not answering.
Who?
Garfield.
Oh. What's the dog's name in Garfield? Odie.
Odie's a cool dog. Yeah.
I like Odie.
Hello, and thanks for calling the Grapperson Music.
No. His identity has been revealed.
That's the wrong number. That's the wrong number.
Garfield's identity has been revealed by his voicemail.
Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, hey, I just woke up. Sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't mean to wake you up, but, you know, you shouldn't be sleeping on the job like that.
I know. I apologize. I need to be waking up right now.
Hey, Garfield.
So what's everyone doing?
Oh, we're just hanging out on the fun show, and I had a really cool intro that Gunner made for me that you haven't heard yet.
Whoa, cool. Lucky.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you want to do a prank call with us?
Yeah. Let me wake up a bit. Let me get some coffee. It's midnight, so I need to get my coffee and
coffee.
Pop some energy drink. And because I just woke up, I'm really out of it.
Oh man, we should make you do a prank call now while you're really tired. It'd be funny.
Yeah, we should do that. Yeah, no. You're right. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. You can call us black.
No, I like the tired prank call idea. Let's milk this puppy for all it's worth.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to find a phone number. Hold on.
Right.
We're just going to call a random, name a city, any city.
One of the
You want to do Gainesville, Florida?
No. They're already like that. They're always like that, even though Cleveland.
Cleveland, Ohio.
No, it's too late for that. Maybe Las Vegas, the city
you know what we can call Compton, California.
Oh no, I'm too scared.
They're not going to do
anything. No, I don't want to start a race war. Let's call Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay, we'll do Las Vegas, Nevada.
I don't want this prank call to start a race war.
Well, it's not. They're not going to know where the call's coming from.
It still might incite a race war. You never know.
Okay.
Think ahead, Rock. The OMG.
Where do you want to call? You want to call just the gas station? Or, let's call the, what's it called? The big, casino with the, waterfall with the lights.
Yeah.
The Rio.
Yeah.
The Rio, okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna call the Rio Hotel and Casino and okay. tell them you lost your money, like, or you can do whatever you want, but.
The mob won't get after me, will they? No, they don't care.
Thank you for calling the Village Seafood Buffet, located
what?
In the Masquerade Village of the Rio Hotel and Casino.
It's a seafood buffet.
We are open Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 3:30 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Oh, they're closed. Damn it. I called the buffet place.
It's okay.
They're closed. All right, this is the real phone number for the Rio. Here we go. All right.
Thank you for calling Rio All Suite Hotel and Casino.
Para español, oprima el número 9, por favor.
For fastest service, please visit our website. You will find our lowest rates online with our best rate guarantee. Be sure to check out our hot deals at www.
Say you're a manager.
Flood pantry number 9.
Is this Flood pantry?
Yes.
Is this Don?
No, this is Chris at Flood pantry.
Chris, can I say something? There's another Flood pantry. I forget the number of it, but the guy named Don was such a big jerk to me. He started cursing at me. He said I was a loser, and then he hung up on me. He wasn't interested in my life when I was trying to talk to him. I'm a customer.
Okay.
So what can you do about it? Can you yell? Can you make sure it doesn't happen again?
Well, I mean, since it's another store, you know, there's nothing personally I can do. But I can recommend you getting a hold of the manager and, you know, stating a grievance with the manager.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Chris, can I talk to you for a second? You're not busy like Don, are you?
No, it's not that busy.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I'm 28 years old. I'm turning 29 in September 3rd. My pop music is my passion. What else? I like smoking cigarettes, but I don't do any other mumbo jumbo. I'm a man of my word. I'm an honorable man. What about you?
I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah. Also,
you're 49.
No, 29 with a 2, 29.
Oh, 29.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want to. Well, can I also tell you about my ex girlfriend, Lizzie? Lizzie was the love of my life. She's the love of my life. And then what else happened? We went out for a year and a half. And then living in Seattle with Lizzie. And then we moved to Los Angeles together in a studio apartment. And it was too small. The studio apartment was too small, so we started yelling at each other all the time. I blame it all on the studio, the size of the studio apartment. And then Lizzie got fed up with my mumbo jumbo, and she left. And then I ran out of money, so I had to go back home. And so I went back home. So that sucked. But then, I don't know.